erratic. Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking to us today about a subject that we should all know. You are redeemed in Christ Jesus. You have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. But I want you to know God is the only one. He's the only one who can fully appreciate the full value of his son's blood. He knows exactly what his son Jesus Christ did. He knows exactly what it means. And he's completely satisfied with the sacrifice concerning your sins. Listen to what I'm saying. He's completely satisfied by his son's sacrifice for yours and my sins. God was satisfied while he was in heaven, and Jesus' blood poured out. It satisfied the judgment of God as it was put on Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you see some reason to worship God? Amen. That is why it's not against you even when you fail. Even when you're mistaken and do something wrong, that he's going to punish you for your sin. No, there's a spiritual law. He said the wages of sin is death. So when you sin, it's like a jump off here, I'm going down. When you sin, there's something's going to happen. There's a consequence. So what you better do is quickly forgive me, Father, get it back under the blood and move forward. It's that simple. Because he's covered all those sins already. You can't go around sinning and expect to just live the life of, you know, how you want. No, but God was completely satisfied by the sacrifice of his son concerning your sins. That's very, very big. Amen. He still loves you after you mess up. And he's still for you after you mess up. Can you say amen? And he wants to help you overcome that kind of lifestyle. He's there to do everything for you. Everything Jesus did, he did for you and me. Say, everything Jesus did, he did for me. That's amazing. Listen, and what he did is set to the credit of my account as though I did it. You see, what Jesus did, it is set. Everything he did, he did for me. It is now credited to my account as if I had done it. It satisfied God completely, totally, 100%. That's just amazing. And the gospel really is a revelation of how God makes us righteous. It's a revelation of how God makes man righteous. He hung on the cross. His perfect blood was poured out for us. You receive Jesus Christ. He takes his righteousness and he puts it on you. And you become a new creation. You're a new creation. I mean, I don't look like a new creation. I don't feel like a new creation, but I am a new creation. You know, I don't feel saved every day. But does it mean I'm not? No, it doesn't. And sometimes I feel sick. Does it mean I'm not healed? No, it doesn't. Come on. Sometimes I feel broke. Does it mean I am? No, it doesn't. Why? Because who am I in Christ? What has he accomplished for me? He said, by the stripes, you are healed and you were healed. He told me, I took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses for you. So although I may look sick and I may feel sick, I'm healed. It's a completed work that he's done for me. Can you say amen? Come on. Jesus took my sinful condition so that you could receive his righteous condition. Oh, yeah. Give him the shout for that. Hallelujah. He took my place so I could sit with him in his place. Whew. Listen, that's big. That's big. That is redemption. That is everything you can imagine and more. God is so good to us. Look at this, Hebrews 9:12. He says, yeah, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for himself. Is that what it says? No. Eternal redemption for the angels? No. Who did he do it for? For who? Now make it personal. Who did he do it for? For me. You see that? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Wow. That is just absolutely amazing. I don't know how I'm going to thank him. I guess I'll try to be like him. It's the best way I can try to thank him. How about that? Amen. He's just amazing. Wow. And so the gospel contains the power that God released in Christ 2,000 years ago in us now. Write this down. Write what I'm going to say down. Everything Satan has done in Adam, God has reversed in Christ. Everything Satan has done in Adam, God has reversed in Christ. Wow, that's powerful. In the Old Testament, the blood of goats and the blood of bulls could only cover the sins, not take them away. Hebrews 10:4, he says, yeah, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats could take away sins. Amplified says, because the blood of bulls and goats is powerless to take sins away. The Message says, the plain fact is that bull and blood goat can't rid us of sin. But the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is not like the blood of an animal. The blood of Jesus is far more superior to anything and anyone on the planet. Amen. The eternal blood of Jesus Christ has taken away my sins. His blood, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's taken it away. I've got to start seeing myself as a child of God, cleansed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, made right in his sight and seated with him in glory. I've got authority and I'm seated with the glory. Authority, power, and glory is right there. That's the realm I live in. That's the realm I live in. What you saw, what my wife was talking about, the hurricane, and we're living on the floors and stuff like that. That's his glory. That's his power. That's his grace, his mercy, and his love. It's not us. If you want to look at our diplomas and degrees from all we've studied and learned, you'll laugh. You understand? There's no one in this room clever enough. Not one of you. I don't care if you've got doctorate degrees, diplomas. I don't care what it is behind you in your life. You have not even got that much of a glimpse of God's brilliance. His absolute brilliance. That's why it says, lean not onto your own understanding. Stop it. Just stop it. Don't let your past life dictate to you your future life or your present life. It's done. He took it away. Look at this. You see that? Sin. In Colossians 2:14, it's amazing. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. He nailed my sin to that cross. He nailed my sin. I was crucified with him. Boy, every sinful thing I ever did, every bad thought I ever had, everything I stole, every cuss word I spoke, every blasphemous word I spoke about him, every time I used his name in vain, every time I cheated, every time I did what I shouldn't have done, it was all taken care of right there. All the handwriting of ordinances that was against me, that was contrary to me, that was against everything I am, was nailed to the cross. Come on, you've got a complete, total redemption, 100% redeemed. Look at this, Hebrews 10:10. And in accordance with this will of God, we have been made holy, consecrated and sanctified through the offering made once for all by the body of Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Once for all, I've been made holy. That means you were consecrated. I've been made righteous by the free offering of Jesus, he said, no one takes my will from me. No one takes my life from me. No one takes my blood from me. No one can do anything to me. I do it willingly. I go willingly. I do it. I let it happen. It's a free gift, family. It's a free gift. We got to get off our soapboxes and start getting onto his case. Get in the seat with him. Get off the box and climb in the seat. Really, it's just an amazing thing. Psalm 103:12 out of the message, he says, as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. Yes. Yes. Wow. Come on, it's time. I told you, not next week, but the 2 weeks after, we're going to talk about praying in the Holy Spirit, being Spirit-filled, what it means. And I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost, when you pray in the Holy Spirit like we did this morning, you're going to start to see things in your life start to shift. It's going to start happening. You're going to start getting prophetic declarations. I'm telling you, 2020 is the time of vision, clear vision. We're going to see in this new year, you're going to see people are going to start dreaming dreams, getting visions. The young men are going to, you remember the scriptures? It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to manifest itself. And we are going to start becoming a prophetic church of God. With the apostolic flowing. And the evangelistic and the pastoral. And the teaching, can you say amen? The voice says it this way. He says, you see, God takes all our crimes. Any of you ever committed a crime? Don't show your hands. Put your hands down. Watch what he says here. You see, God takes all our crimes, our seemingly inexhaustible sins. Wow. Think about that. And removes them as far as east is from the west. He removes them from us. That's just powerful. In fact, God is so satisfied with his son's perfect work that he says these words in Hebrews 10:17. Your sins and iniquities will I remember. Some people stop there. They take the other words out. The last two words, they take that out. And they think he remembers my every sin. And so they can't move forward and they can't be victorious and they can't have the power that they're supposed to demonstrate. Finish the sentence. He says, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And God is not a man that he should lie. And if God said that, then I promise you, he means it. And if he said it, it's a fact. It's right. It's true. His word can't come back void. It cannot. So he doesn't remember my sins. And sometimes when I go to him in the mornings, the devil tries to make me remember my sins. When you're going to ask God, Lord, I need something, and I'm going to pray now according to your will, and those thoughts just come in. Yeah, but. I'm telling you, there's so many people that are still bound by sins that have been taken care of.
That's right.
And we need to get past this stuff right now, because God's got some big, serious work for us to do. He's got some serious stuff for us to do. There's a world outside behind us and around us, and they are in some serious trouble. I'm telling you, there's trouble in this world. And it's going to get a bit more shaky and a bit more rocky. I'm telling you, you better get your seat belt. You're on the seat with Christ. Tie it on. Strap yourself in. Because he said you're going to see 1,000 go on this side and 10,000 on that side. In other words, it's going to be all around us. But it won't be on you. You're going to feel the rocking and the rolling. But you better know who you are in Christ. You better strap up to God. And when the devil comes with his lies and he says that you've got an incurable disease, you say, in the name of Jesus, I am seated in a place of authority. You don't have the authority to say that over my life. I'm telling you. And if God doesn't remember our sins, why would he punish you for them? Come on. If he says, I'll remember them no more, then why would he punish you for them? That doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, come on. You have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
We want to invite you to tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. and